So those who may be watching later, or if you hadn't had the chance to see in the chat, Helen asked a question about books about Dharma. There are many, but there was one I just looked at recently for another purpose, and it seemed quite a good summary of the early history of how the word came into being, and also its connection to the Vedic ideas. So that's probably a good place to start, and the bibliography would have lots of other places to go looking.
All
How are we
right.
doing for attendance? Are most people back? Yeah, it looks like lots of cameras on. So,
So I think we're ready. Should I start? Or
why
do you want
not?
to
Oh, I suppose I should start so that I get it out of the way this time.
We're going in reverse. We're trying to make a circle. So
Okay. What
we
was
pick
I waiting for?
first order.
I remember now. Yeah. Alambana, support. Where do we go from here? Do you want to go next, or do you want to finish up? Yeah, maybe we should. Yeah, we'll go around, and I'll come back to you, shall
Okay, I'll finish up. That's fine.
I? Dalpat.
You want my word,
Please.
or a summary? Can I have more than one word?
Yes, sure.
I could quote Gandhi, who said, "Be the change you want to see."
Lovely.
Nice to have more words when they're those words.
That's true. You can have those.
Albert.
I'd like to use unmasked. I'd like to
Ooh.
unmask all the untruths. I'd like to unmask all the politics as opposed to science. And I'd like to unmask all the suffering that people have gone through, and wish them deep compassion. And to all of you, thank you so much.
Thank you, Albert.
Albert.
Alison.
My word is friendship.
Oh, that's a
Lovely.
nice word. Andrea.
My word is remember. I don't want people to forget this.
That's a good one.
Smritti.
Exactly.
Annette.
Oh, I like the word nurture. Keep us nurtured.
That's a good one.
And Barry.
My word is been talked about today, Sangha, community. It's important.
And Benny.
I would like to say, like to dance. This is nrit, because this is something we can collectively do, and also we can collectively learn how to move all together.
Yeah. Camilla.
Yeah, hi. I think I was just thinking of the word transformation, because I would really like to see a transformation in society, like what we've just been talking about. I'd also like to see more transformation in myself. That would also be a good thing. So yeah, I like that word. Yeah.
Thank you. Chenru. I think I see you, but yeah, I'll unmute you, see if that helps.
I forgot the term.
Yes, there you are, there you are. Great.
My word is respect. I think if we learn to respect each other, this world will be a better place. Less arguments, less wars, less hostile. So that's my word.
Thank you. Good. Christine.
My word is listen. Listen to others, listen to yourself. Not less necessarily listen to the government, but just listen.
Probably better to keep them at a certain distance, definitely. Yeah. Christopher.
Can't hear you.
Yeah, my word is transformation, although it feels a bit grandiose, but I think this this whole retreat has inspired that. Oh.
And Claudette, did we have Claudette? I can't remember. I've got confused already. No, Claudette, yes.
Hi. I think my word is interconnection or interconnectedness. I think one of the things that this is reminding me of is just how connected we all are and how dependent we all are on one another for our mutual success and survival. And to get to those feelings of nourishment and to flourish and thrive.
I want to have a group hug, but it doesn't really work.
I feel like if you do this, then it's like you get the touch too. Oh, it's my version of the group.
There we are. That's all. Awesome. Edgar.
Edgar, you said?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. My first word yesterday was drashtuhu, and following with Patanjali idea, avastanam, my word today, that means like resting, so that we can find in this situation what is our dharma, the purpose of the situation, and that we can find peace in this situation. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Eric.
Yeah, since English is not my mother tongue, and there's one word which I always found very beautiful in English, and that came to my mind. So I mean this very poetically, rejuvenation.
Thank you. Ganeshan.
My word is recalibration from an individual level for myself and for the whole human race together after this COVID Vishnu avatar has visited us.
Thank you. Helen.
Hi. My first word was connection, and I thought maybe it would still be connection. But actually, I'm going to join the other two people in transformation.
That's a good word.
It's parinam.
A little higher.
And Jackie, who I think might be Julia, I'm not sure. But...
Where's Jackie?
Jackie on the list, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. Sarvabhutanam for all creatures, remembering that it's not about me and it's not even about we as humans. It's about way more keeping the big picture.
Good point. Giant.
Namaste. I will borrow the word portal from Arundhati Rai, and I think a dwar has been opened for all of us. It's upon us to take the step to a new world.
Jana.
Yeah, it's working. Hi, my word is love.
Thank you. Yes.
Above all that.
Yes.
Thank you. Jennifer.
My word is grateful. I'm grateful for the retreat and for sharing it with everybody.
Thank you.
And Jenny.
Healing. I think on a global level, we need that.
Jim.
Where did he go?
Sorry, my word is gratitude for the community and for everybody that came together and for the world.
Thank you. Kamal.
My first word was shishya, a student, and given this window has given me a chance to revisit and be a student of some of the things that I always wanted to do. So it's still a continuing student, but in the spirit of the community, I will also add the word dridbhumi from one of my favorite sutras. I hope this community and what we have discussed today gives us dridbhumi to do all the things that we've promised to do or aspired to do, individually as a community, or as some suggested, to try and convince a few other people.
Excellent.
Thank you. Kamala. You made it through all the way again, Kamala. You're incredible.
Yeah, I'm sorry I was late for your session though, Daniel.
Don't worry.
My first word was deepening, and I feel that this retreat is so beautifully integrated. Amazing, really, the level of integration. So I feel like Arjuna at the end of chapter 18. so that with the clarity of the integration that that this retreat has brought, my word is resolve. And Zoe, you can help me with the Sanskrit, please.
Oh, what, think about that. What's the word for resolve?
I don't know. I'm sure I've seen a verse or two flying around with firm resolve.
I had a quick check of the end of chapter 18 and there wasn't anything that leapt out at me. But
could we have another sun word, sankalpa?
That's what I was looking for, sankalpa. Sankalpa, that's it?
That's a good one, yes.
I looked back to my notes, Zoe, and yes, sankalpa, that's the one. That's perfect. My word. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Katie.
I'm going to pick loving kindness. I feel like the world is still in this time often calling us to indignation and divisiveness. And this has just been such a great rekindling of that loving kindness. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Krishanti.
Hi. I think my word's going to be perspective. I think the past couple of months and this retreat especially has put into perspective what's really important in my life. And I hope moving forward, I will keep that in mind and not really let myself get distracted or bogged down with things that I should hope not to give my attention to. So thank you. Thank you for that, both of you.
Welcome. Thank you. Liana.
My word is learn.
Good word. Myra.
My word is gentleness for ourselves and for the plants and the creatures and other beings in general.
That's nice.
Thank you. And where are we, Nadia?
Hi, my word, integration.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm sure we can get several sum words out of that. Nina.
My word is consciousness.
since I think you need to be conscious, maybe to change and to observe what's where you want to go, that you change in the right way. So consciousness.
Good. Thank you. Omid.
Hi, I'm sorry I missed a lot. I think I've been so terrible, but well, I came back before the end, so I'm happy for that. My word at the beginning, actually two words were survival and deep love. And I think this whole today's helped me to get some new perspective on how to survive. Definitely, there is a lot of material I need to look into, and that was really great. But I would say my word for the end would be balance between the brain and the heart. And I think this is what I'm getting out of the whole thing. Thank you so much, both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Philip.
Right, I'm going to use two words. I was going to say potential, but I think I'll make it positive potential. There's lots of pain and suffering come out of COVID, but I think, you know, this weekend has shown the potential for a lot of good to come, and I really enjoyed participating. So thank you, Bob, for organising it. But and three, Lal as well.
True. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Raj, if I don't know, you might not, you were saying you might not want, oh, you're welcome. Yeah, great.
Thank you, everyone. And I just got up to say these few words. So to love and peace to everyone at the retreat and everyone everywhere.
Thank you. Get well soon.
Thank you.
And Sindhuja.
Hi. Yeah, my world will be grateful for what we have and despite during this times. And also, yeah, thank you very much for the retreat as well. Yeah,
thank you.
And Sri Skanda. Sri? Well, Sudhir.
Well, you know, it wasn't going to be one word, number one. So I'll start off by saying that my first word was Rita, which was the order of the cosmos. The word I've chosen for now is Mimamsa or Mimamsa. Mimamsa comes from the word manas. So it is to think, it is to investigate, it is reverent thinking, it's a reverent understanding. It's investigation. So you both have led us to do all of that individually and collectively. And I think that I've done the Shravanam and the maybe a little bit of the listening Shravanam and Mananam, thinking about it, but I've got to do a lot of Nidhya Sadhana. And I hope your references work out because I'm going to read it. Otherwise I have both of you on individual lines. And you're going to hear from me. Now, for listening, I thank all of the participants to listen to me for such a long time.
Thank you, Sidi. Tinaka. Tinaka, are you there? Hi.
Sorry, didn't you hear me?
No worries.
My first word was abhyasa, now it is samyoga, because it's the basis we all have to work out from, but it is also the togetherness, so that's why.
Thank you. And Vishal.
My word is Gurumbhumi, so hopefully this will help me cultivate my field of action. I'm also very thankful to my partner for allowing me to sit on a bank holiday weekend online in a retreat. So we should remember our partners and family in this too.
Good call, thank you. Zora.
My word for, I would say today, would be search. Search for the truth that lies within. Search for the light of the divine. Search for constant knowledge and wisdom. And search for, ongoing search for, a vaccine for corona.
Thank you. Anybody not had a chance yet? One or two who weren't there when I called. But if you've not yet spoken and you'd like to, please feel free. No? Okay.
I wanted to ask a question.
Yes, okay.
Just one to Zoe. What is the meaning of Sudhir? That's the name of Sudhir. Now we know him. I wanted just to know the meaning.
Yeah. He's probably the best to give you that.
Does it mean patience? Or
patience.
Being very even, being very composed. And I am not the most temperate person throughout my life. I will disclose that I'm 73 at the present time, still actively working, planning to have given up at 75. I did not close to the COVID. I'm a physician. I went and saw my patients. I have 50 people in my family who are physicians, literally close to me, and all of my kids and everybody else continued to work throughout the COVID crisis. But I'm not on the front line. So Sudhir actually means patience.
Thank you so much. I was just curious. Be well, Sudhir.
Okay, well, let's slowly bring things.
If my word.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forget my own word, then I forget yours. I'm shocking at this hosting thing.
That's why we're doing it together. My word is mangala. Mangala means auspiciousness, it means happiness, and it means well-being. And it will be in the last chant we do to sort of bring things together, but that is my wish for everyone. Thank you all for being here. It's been really amazing to spend this weekend with you. And we are going to close. Yeah, we're trying to do this as a circle. So in the opposite way, we will have a little meditation and then we will chant a little bit. I think Daniel will talk in a minute sort of to start us in a little meditation. But I just wanted to say somebody had asked yesterday maybe or today. I don't know. It's all sort of one at this point. But why we say Shanti three times. And I'd said in some sense, it's sort of like, you know, the three parts of Om. But when I say it, when I chant it three times, I sort of like to think of it sort of in the way we have been, as like three intentions. So the first time, the first Shanti, sort of Shanti means peace, right? So sort of peace within ourselves, peace for ourselves. The second Shanti is sort of peace for our community, those we know, those we love, sort of those connected to us. And then the third Shanti is sort of extending to the whole world, the whole universe. So sort of, again, drawing together all of the things, the sort of from me to we, the in Svadhyaya, the self, the individual study, to the Sangha, to the community. So I will let you do that, and then you may need to spotlight me to share my slides for the final.
will do. I'm gonna quickly mute everybody as well. Yeah. Okay, so last bit, I think I've got to just play with the controls quickly so that it behaves for later. Although I'm not quite sure where I do that now. whoops. Bear with me one second. Last minute technical interference. Here we go. There we are, sorted. So let's just take a moment again, sitting calmly, quietly, getting that firm foundation of whatever sort we're sat on, whether it's a chair, the floor, whatever we're taking support from, and settling into the support either again gently closing the eyes or lowering the gaze. And just taking a moment to come quietly into the body. I'm not going to say much about posture or focus. I'm going to move instead to a little meditation on loving kindness, sort of distillation of all the different forms of it that you find in the Buddha's teachings on the subject, the ideas behind Yoga Sutra 133. So the whole process, as I've said a few times, of loving kindness starts with loving kindness for ourselves. And the first step of that, as described even in the Buddha's discourses, is letting go into the space where we are, feeling the body in the space and feeling any tension that might be carried in the body, and just letting it go, just settling here now. And then bringing attention to the heart space. And the idea of loving kindness meditation is that it's not an idea. It's not a thought. It's not an abstraction. It's a felt experience. It's an attempt to bring awareness to loving energy radiating through the body, first of all. Love simply for ourselves. And then we move it slowly outwards. So rather than three, we're going to have five little rounds here, just very short. So I'm going to say these lines. If you feel like repeating them, then please do. I'll pause in between things. If not, just let it wash over you, trying to feel that warm regard, absence of hostility, absence of ill will, nothing but love. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be well. May I be free from hostility and anxiety. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And now, still with attention in the heart, thinking of someone very dear to us, a close friend, a partner, a close family member. May they be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be well. May they be free from hostility and anxiety. May they be free from suffering and from the causes of suffering. Now, remembering that Chandogya Upanishad, the description of the heart being as wide as the world, expanding it a little bit further to somebody, yeah, who's neutral to us. It could be a particular person or just, you know, the neighborhood around us. May they be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be well. May they be free from hostility and anxiety. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And now, widening the heart, holding that focus on the feeling of warm regard, even for somebody who's challenging for us in whatever way, just somebody who needs a bit more love, maybe. May they be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be well. May they be free from hostility and anxiety. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And finally, widening out to all life forms, all beings. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be well. May they be free from hostility and anxiety. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Radiating loving energy out to the whole world. And in your own time, gently opening the eyes, and we'll come back together for a last chant.
Svasti prajabhyah, svasti prajabhyah, paripalayantam. Paripalayantam nyayena margena, nyayena margena, mahi mahishah, mahi mahishah, Go Brahmanebhya, Go Brahmanebhya, Shubhamastu Nityam, Shubhamastu Nityam, Loka Samasta, Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu, sukhino bhavantu. Om shanti shanti shanti. Om shanti shanti shanti. Sarvesham svastir bhavatu, sarvesham svastir bhavatu, sarvesham shantir bhavatu, sarvesham shantir bhavatu, sarvesham purnam bhavatu, sarvesham purnam bhavatu, sarvesham mangalam bhavatu, sarvesham mangalam bhavatu. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Thank you all.
Thank you. That was a lovely way to finish. Thank you all for being here.
And yeah, I hope we will do it again.
We'll be in touch.
Everybody, yes, and you can email us or email Lal, and we will keep going.
And we'll have some details about where to view all the videos and get the materials. So that will all be coming. Don't worry.
Yes, probably in the next day or two, we'll have all the videos, all the PDFs of the slides.
Well, I'm sure on behalf of everybody here, I'd really like to thank Zoe and Daniel formally for putting together really a wonderful weekend. It was really first class. I'm sorry I didn't catch it all. I had some other things going in the background, but what I did catch was really wonderful. So yes, I'll be in touch about videos. And if you do have any comments, any feedback you'd like to share, it doesn't even have to be all good. If you see anything that we could improve, please just let me know. I think you all have my email, so I'm not going to do it now. But thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Take care. Yeah. And hope to see you again soon.